Okay, the most you can do, first of all, is get it out of your own heart. When you get this out of your own heart, first of all, you'll have compassion for people who have it. When you pray for God to expose something in somebody's heart, that's all you have to do. Lord, expose this in their heart. Lord, help them see this. If the Holy Spirit has you to share your testimony, many times the best way to help somebody else get free is get free first and then tell them how you got free. And many times they're going to go, oh, yeah, I knew you had that. And, you know, every bit of flesh wants to rise up and say, we're talking more to you than me. But that's manipulation. You just tell them and say, Lord, do what you want with this. Let me tell you, too, God's not trying to get people to humble themselves before you. He's not trying to get people to humble themselves before me. I don't have to humble myself before you unless God tells me to. But many times I will just because God has put on my heart, that's true leadership. How can I expect you to humble yourself when God gives me something for you or gives me a powerful word if I'm not willing to humble myself and be transparent? Then how, you know, that's just how he does it with me. If you're going to, quote, lead people to a place of humility and repentance, then you're going to have to be one to be humble and repentant. You can't lead people where you can't go. If I ever become too prideful to go there, then I shouldn't expect you to run to these altar calls. I shouldn't expect you to give your testimonies. I shouldn't expect you to stand up and get free from shame. Shame is hiding stuff. People say, why do you tell Norman's thing? Because there's no shame. Boy, that could have hung on him. If we were all trying to hide it for him, that keeps shame there. There's no shame in Christ. There's a lot of mess-ups in our life, but there's no shame. So, you know, why put the chain around his neck for a month or two, and one by one people find out and whisper about it and ask somebody, could that really be? Around here, you don't worry about whispering. We'll just tell you everything. Some of you are afraid, yeah, but what if you tell things about me? It'll set you free from shame. Like, anybody care? Like, your little secret's so much more terrible than everybody else's? That's the devil's lie to you. But know this, as much as the Holy Spirit knows that you can handle is what he'll bring forth. And if we go beyond what he wants to do, he'll convict us. And we'll repent and he'll turn it around for good. So we win either way. But some of you have been so hurt by scornful and so hurt by the enemy that it's very hard for you to ever receive of true godly correction and direction and ministry. And I know people need to be loved. But I think there's almost more people who need to be loved on the side of somebody cares enough about you not to let you just go do your own thing and become messed up. I don't see a lot of love in some of this party spirit that's being released all throughout the body of Christ. I see more love in having a smaller ministry and not doing what everybody wants. And telling people the truth as the Lord shows it to me, especially because I don't have an opinion. And wanting to see people get on the other side of it. Irene, you had a lot of people just whatever, you could do whatever. But which feels better? Somebody who really cares about you in Christ and loves you, and even if they're changing, you're changing, but there's a change where there's fruit? Or just playing the party game? I mean, I'm telling you, God's about to do this in the whole body of Christ. But first, he's purging people and changing people. And this is hard. This is hard ministry. I mean, there's probably not a person in here who hasn't wanted to run. Problem is, when you get out there and start running, sometimes you say, where do I run to? Change feels good, though, so you can run. But eventually, you'll come back to the same point. I don't say you have to come here, but eventually, you'll have to face that stuff. Because it doesn't go away by itself. It's just nice if you face it before you get into a crisis. Tired of crisis management ministry. Oh, you're back. Oh, yeah, my husband's divorced me. My kids are on drugs. And my head is hearing all these voices. I'm like, okay. Boy, it was a lot easier when you were just here getting hungry for God, you know. That doesn't mean if everybody that leaves that they're running. Some people God's not calling here. Some people they're not ready. Some people he has a better way of doing it in their life. Oh, well. You're here. Celebrate. All right. What I want to do first because obviously we're not going to get to yours tonight. What I want to do first is if you've been hurt by scornful. Now, it might be a hurt that, let me say it even this way. If scornful has ever been in your life, someone real opinionated, someone telling you what to do, someone with that mean thing that comes up at you to tell you what you are, what you aren't. Doesn't mean it had to be all the time, but that thing was operating. Parent, husband, and you did not know Jesus. And so he did not heal you supernaturally. And now you know that that thing has operated against you in your life. And you want to be healed completely, supernaturally, so it can't cause you to put up defense mechanisms anymore. It can't cause you to stay blind to where you maybe judged it and became it or took a vow to never be like that or any of those laws that could open the door. If that's you, we want to pray that first. So, if that's you, I want you just to stand up where you are. Now, what I'm going to believe, I'm going to cut the lights down. And I'm believing that the Holy Spirit's going to come and he is going to touch your heart and he's going to heal you in this area. And I'm believing in faith that the Holy Spirit's going to come and just take that pain out of your heart. I want you also to give him any coping mechanisms, whether it's just foolishness, mocking, anything, thinking you're okay, you know, that you can handle it even when anybody else can, or complacency, anything that you took on to block that pain. And you think it's been okay, but now you see under it maybe the Spirit's hiding because you took on that counterfeit. Lazy is one of the counterfeits you could take on, or overachiever. If you see any of that, I want us in faith to ask the Holy Spirit to come and heal that. Now, he might give some of you visions. He might just touch some of you. He might help you to forgive. So let's just all say this together first. Lord Jesus, forgive me if I judged this person, if I took an inner vow not to be like them. Forgive me for taking on any coping mechanism to handle the meanness that the Spirit sent to me. Forgive me if I ate of the tree of good to try to prove this devil wrong. Forgive me if I ate of the tree of evil, just giving up on myself, figuring what did it matter. Father, I forgive these people who allowed this spirit to operate through them. And I forgive myself for allowing this spirit to operate through me. I just want to be free from it. Lord, I ask you to bless those people who use the Spirit to feel better about themselves and try to make me think that it was your wisdom or it was the only right way or something was wrong with me for not receiving. Lord, I just want you to heal it all. Holy Spirit, I only want the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, I only want your wisdom. The only wisdom I want to hear through other people is your wisdom. And I ask you to heal me from false wisdom or even true wisdom with the wrong spirit behind it that caused me to be insecure or lacking in some way. Whatever it did to me, you know that thing. I want to be free. I want you to set me free. Ooh, from any coping things, any demons I took in to handle it. I just want a new start in this area. In Jesus' name. Open up your eyes and your ears of the Spirit for God to speak forth even a vision or see Jesus in that situation. If the Holy Spirit brings somebody in your face at you with this thing, I want you to see Jesus. I want you to see Jesus whop the devil out of the way, or put his hand over their mouth, put his hand over this mouth of false wisdom and just be smiling at you behind it and touching you over top of them, touching you over top of false wisdom, over top of somebody telling you who you were and what you were like and what you're going to do and anything that was spewed at you. I want you to see Jesus walk up and put his hand over the mouth of that thing and stop it. And I want you to see him smiling at you, and I want you to see him touching your head and bringing healing. And what we're doing today is we're shutting the voices of the enemy. We're shutting the voices where you were told you were stupid. We're shutting the enemy's voices where you were told you can't do anything right. And it could have been very subtle. Sometimes when it's subtle, it's harder to see. But we want you to see the Holy Spirit. We want you to see Jesus brought to you by the Holy Spirit, putting his hand over that mouth. And it could be more than one person. It could have started in your childhood and then went into your adulthood or relationships. But I just want you to close. It could be with people in ministry. It could have even been things that I've said in the past, whatever. It could have been anybody who said this with this spirit. And I want you to see, separate the spirit from the person and just see the Lord putting his hand over the mouth of that spirit and touching you and bringing healing in that area. Let him do whatever he wants to do. He may bring up, you know, if you have to write down something, if he brings up a thought, if this goes deeper and you've got to really go after it, just be sensitive to what he wants to do. And let's let the Holy Spirit begin to minister in this before we see those who are ready to cast this thing out who really see it in their lives. But I want healing first, because that's what attacked you so that you took this thing in. Father, right now we just come before you and we just bind up the spirit. Lord, we just bind up this haughty spirit. We just bind up these things that you've dealt with tonight, Lord. The scorner spirit, Lord, we bind it in the name of Jesus. It'll not operate in our lives anymore. Father, we ask that this week you reveal to us where that thing is in our heart so we can hate it. To some of us, our eyes are just opening tonight that we have that mean thing. To some of us, we're just seeing tonight how we've hurt people that we thought we were helping. That the enemy used this hurt in my past to put an edge on everything or many things that I've done for you. I just feel the Holy Spirit telling me he wants a week to just make this so real in some of your lives, to give you time to pray about it, to give you time to talk about it, to give you time to ask him who, if there's anyone you should repent to or apologize to, if there's anything he wants you to do. That he can break you with this, that he can truly give you a broken and contrite spirit, the kind that he loves. So let him have a week to just let this hardness come off of your heart and just deal with you. Just get in his presence as much as you can this week and say, Lord, just get me so free from this. Break me free from this. Let the anointing break the yokes. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We just thank you for what you're doing. We just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.